"Don't make me tell you again" is a phrase that often comes out of the mouths of frustrated parents. But you won't hear that from God, your spiritual father. I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. Just as it takes tiring repetition to teach our kids, we also learn through repetition. Scientists know that hearing the same information often helps our brains learn. God, our spiritual father, also uses repetition to communicate important things to us. Beginning in the very first book of the Bible, Genesis, when God wanted to get an important message through to an Egyptian ruler about future events, he gave Pharaoh the same dream two times in a row. When God called a young boy named Samuel to be a prophet or messenger for God, he woke Samuel up in the night three different times. Later in the Bible, Jesus was having breakfast with his disciple Peter. He wanted to encourage Peter and communicate to him that he would be the one to lead the church after Jesus returned to heaven. Jesus asked Peter the same question three times in a row. "Peter, do you love me?" One of the most beautiful things that God repeats throughout the entire Bible are the words, "Do not be afraid." "Fear not," or a variation of this phrase, is found over 300 times in Scripture. God lovingly knows just what we need to hear. If you've ever noticed a recurring theme in your personal times of reading the Bible, it's time to pay attention. Yes, when God repeats himself, it's time to listen. I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. To hear this again, read or share this, or to find more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.